It's Stan.
Oh, Stan. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's okay. Not a problem, Stan. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading here this morning.
That's okay. Sometimes I do, too, this early in the morning.
So you got a stucco problem?
Yeah, I got two questions about stucco. One has to do with resurfacing stucco, and the other has to do with elastomeric paint, if that's how you pronounce it properly or not.
Okay. Yeah, it is exactly how you pronounce it.
Oh, that was lucky. The resurfacing part is I have a small section of stucco. I have a stucco home that was built back in 1987, and I have a small section of stucco that's between two pieces of exterior wood trim. And I'm thinking about resurfacing it because it's looking pretty bad right now. And I wanted to know, should I apply fiberglass mesh over the old stucco first? And if so, how do I make sure the mesh stays attached to the old stucco?
Okay, now first of all, I want to find out, is this real cement stucco or is it a synthetic stucco?
Ah, forgot to tell you, it is a synthetic.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I was afraid of. That is, if you call up, do you know which brand that was put on the house? Do you have any, because there, at the time there was like Dryvit and...
It's Dryvit.
So, okay. I'll tell you what, Dryvit has got some really good repair instructions. They used to. I haven't been there in a while. At their website.
Uh-huh.
And if I were you, have you gone there to look and see what they say?
No, I hadn't.
Yeah, I would go to Dryvit's website and get some of, and see if they still have that how to repair. And I think, believe it or not, actually their instructions have gotten much more refined and complete because of the whole series of problems that we've had kind of nationwide with these synthetic stucco houses.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's not as hard to repair as you think. Your biggest problem is going to be the fact that because you're just going, you want to go over what's there now, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you're going to end up with kind of a lump. You know, it's going to be really, really hard to feather that out and make it look right. So,
okay.
So be aware of that. I mean, you may decide that it's actually better to try to cut away what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make a real nice crisp line with a chisel or a saw or something, and then peel away the bad stucco and then re-stucco up to that line.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to build up another layer and it's going to be very obvious. So, and I also suggest if you've never done this before and you've never worked with this material, you need to get a piece of styrofoam and attach it to something in your garage or whatever. And practice. See what I mean? In other words, you need to become like an apprentice plasterer, until you get that swirling and the texture so that you can match exactly what you have now. Or otherwise, you're going to end up with a huge mess.
Well, that's a good idea, and I'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah, you've got to practice. All right, so
okay.
So what's the question about the paint then?
A neighbor of mine just painted his stucco home, also synthetic, with this paint. And later I was told by a friend who's a contractor said that was a bad thing to do, that stucco needs to breathe, and this will just simply trap moisture and not let it breathe. And yet I would think that if it's going to be a kind of a paint that's going to keep moisture from penetrating into your stucco, wouldn't that be a better thing to do if you're going to paint your house?
Well, okay, I've got a couple of columns on my website about this issue.
Okay.
First of all, your thinking is right, that some of these paints that are really, really good, or they say they're good, and they absolutely come with guarantees that they block water. Well, that's a double-edged sword. It means that they also potentially block water going the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what happens if water gets behind the material? And that can happen. In other words, where the paint touches up against things that aren't paint,
right?
You can have a failure, and water can get behind. Now, with the synthetic stuccos, what a lot of people don't realize is all those things are basically liquid plastic. I mean, that's all it is. It's a liquid plastic product that's in a basically kind of in an emulsion. And when they pull it out of that bucket and travel onto your house and that dries, you have a very thick layer of plastic on your house. So if you've got indeed a true Dryvit on your home, you already have a plastic. And in my opinion, you have too much because those same products, they'll also tell you. I mean, this is the problem that the whole synthetic stucco industry had, is that they, for years, have stood on the platform that said, look, our product, once it's applied, water will not go through it. I mean, and it won't. I mean, water will not go through these synthetic stuccos. And so the problem is they're having places, there's all kinds of houses out there where water has gotten behind them because of caulk failures or window failures or whatever it might be, or flashing failures,
mm-hmm.
and then the houses start to rot out because the water can't get out. So if it was me, if I was going to paint it, I would just be using regular paint, and the best paint that I like right now is Sears Weather Beater Ultra.
Okay.
So it's a very, very good acrylic polyurethane paint, and it's and if you don't like, and it's made by Sherwin-Williams, and the nearly identical paint, if you don't want to go to Sears for whatever reason, would be Sherwin-Williams Duration.
Okay.
So I just those are the two paints I'd paint it with.
Well, that's good knowledge to know. I appreciate it.